Swayam Jyoti Ajah Parishah
Narayana Bhagavan Vasudeva
Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna's first mention of all the divinities. Next distraction is Vasudeva Sankarshan. Aniruddha Pradumna. Vasudeva is the original cause of the Brahma Jyoti, and Brahma Jyoti is the expansion of the rays of the body of Vasudeva. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is endowed with great power. The glowing effulgence is transcendental form is the impersonal form, which is absolute, complete, and unlimited, and which displays the various varieties of countless planets with the different opulences and millions and millions of universes. The Supreme Personality of God is thus described in the Bhagavad Gita by me, my unmanifested form. This entire universe is pervaded. All beings live, but I am not in them. This is the position of the plenary expansions of Krishna as the all-pervading Vasudeva, Sankarshana, Pradumna, and Aniruddha. Translation, there are two kinds of Kshatriya, the living entities explained above, and the Supreme Personality of God is explained as follows. He is the all-pervading cause of creation, is full of himself and on matter. He is considered by hearing and correct perception. He is self-avoidant, does not experience birth, death, old age, or disease. He is the controller of all the demigods, leading them apart from Brahma. He is called Narayana, he is the shelter of all living entities. After the annihilation of this material world, he is full of all opulences, the resting place of everything material. He is therefore known as Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By his potency, he is present within the hearts of all living entities, just as air are vital forces in the bodies of all beings moving and onward. In this way, he controls the body. In his partial future, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is all bodies and controls them. So previously the Atma, the Jiva, was discussed as Kshetraja, and that Kshetraja was described as having waking and dream states, etc. But we know that the other Kshetraja is not subject to such states of waking, dreaming, and deep sleep. So this Kshetraja is described in this verse. He's also called Atma. In other words, he's Paramatma, not the regular Atma. He is called Purusha. Sometimes Purusha also refers to the Jiva. But here it cannot be described as Jiva. So many of these terms can also be applied to the Jiva in some sense, because the Jiva has many of the qualities of the Supreme Lord. So the Jiva is called Atma because he pervades his body, whereas the Supreme Lord is called the Atma because he pervades everywhere. And the Jiva is called Kshetraja, or knower of the field, because he is conscious of his own body, and the Supreme Lord is Kshetraja because he is conscious of all bodies. So the Lord is Purusha and the Jiva is Purusha because they are both predominators or controllers in some sense. The Jiva is controller of the body, the Lord is controller of everything. And the Jiva is called Purana or eternal because he is eternal. And the Supreme Lord is also Purana because he is eternal. So in this way, the same terms can apply to Jiva and the Supreme Lord. Swayam Jyoti means self-effulgent, which means he does not depend on anyone else for his consciousness. So this can apply to the Jiva also, because the Jiva is a conscious being, and that consciousness reveals his own nature, etc., as well as other things. So this term is applied to the Jiva and it is applied to the Supreme Lord. Aja, no birth. So that applies to both Jiva and Supreme Lord because they are eternal. Paresha, of course, we cannot use this usually to describe the Jiva because it means the Supreme Controller. So yes, the Jiva is a controller in a limited way, but he is not the Supreme Controller. So therefore, this word here begins to distinguish the Supreme Lord from the Jiva. And then we have direct terms to indicate Supreme Lord, such as Narayana. So Narayana usually refers to Supreme Lord. We don't call the Jiva Narayana. Literally, it means the shelter of the Jivas. So therefore, this distinction of the Lord from the Jivas, because he is their shelter. And the word Bhagavan is used, normally also not used for the Jiva, though in some cases Narada or the doer can be called Bhagavan. But normally we use the word Bhagavan to indicate the Supreme Lord. And the word can be analyzed in terms of meaning the possessor of all auspicious qualities. And so he has six qualities such as Aishwarya and Virya and Jnana and Vairagya and Shri, etc. Or it can be analyzed as Va, meaning Varta, the maintainer of his devotees, and Ga, one who gives his devotees prema in the spiritual world, and Va for Vasudeva, that he is the in the hearts of all of the devotees, and the devotees are in his heart. So Bhagavan therefore refers to the Supreme Lord, not only in his being supreme, but in his relationship with his devotees, as distinct from Paramatma, who is, has a function to perform as far as the material world is concerned, whereas Bhagavan simply resides in the spiritual world with his devotees. And then we have the word or name Vasudeva, who also directly is supreme under the name of the Supreme Lord. It can, of course, mean one who pervades everywhere, whatever. But it also, of course, refers to Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. And it refers to the expansion of Vasudeva, Shankar, Shanadi, Rudra, one member of the Chaturvyuha. And, of course, then from that Chaturvyuha expands Purusha avatars, Mahavishnu, Ravadachai Vishnu, and Shivadachai Vishnu. In this way we have terms to describe the Supreme Lord, who also has some qualities which are shared by the Jiva, the first qualities. But nevertheless, we have other qualities which do not belong to the Jiva. So, the Lord is the shelter of the Jivas. They, in other words, they are dependent upon Him. The Jivas, even though they are conscious and their Swayam Jyoti are self-revealing, they are not independent. So their existence depends upon the Supreme Lord. So that distinguishes the Lord from the others. And as far as qualities go, yes, the Jivas have qualities, but the Supreme Lord has more qualities, and whatever qualities the Jiva has that in small quantity, whereas the Lord has that the maximum. So therefore he's called Bhagavan. He possesses these special qualities as well, and everything is at the maximum. The example is given here of air pervading the living entities, moving and the non-moving living entities. So in the same way, the Lord pervades all the living entities. So air pervades everything, especially the living entities, because prana is necessary to support all the living entities. And whether moving or non-moving, you must have prana within them. So the air is necessary there. In the same way, the Supreme Lord is necessarily there in all entities. In other words, Paramatma resides in all living entities, necessarily to support the Jiva and all of his activities in the material world, which shows again dependence of the Jiva upon the Supreme Lord. So what does that Paramatma do in the material world? He fulfills the desires of the living entity in the material world. In the spiritual world, Paramatma is not necessary. There's no material desires. so that no arrangements for material desires in the spiritual world. The jiva, by his nature, is simply serving the Supreme Lord out of his own free will. And everything is automatically supplied to support that by the spiritual energies of the Lord. So karma is not necessary in the spiritual world. But the jiva in the material world is not completely independent. He is not completely capable of doing everything. So therefore this paramatma is there to help the jiva in all of his endeavors. In this way, the Supreme Lord becomes a kshetrajna in the material world to help the jiva. Otherwise, he doesn't have to do that. He doesn't. The Lord doesn't depend on that, but he does that out of his great mercy to help the jivas in the material world. Therefore, he enters into them in this way. So this is mercy of the Supreme Lord. So, though the Supreme Lord is called the Kshetrajna, we have to distinguish him from the ordinary living entities. They function similarly, but the Lord functions in a much larger scale. That is, he's Kshetrajna of everything in the material world, moving and non-moving, and even the inanimate objects, and whatever. So, as Kshetrajna, the Supreme Lord is independent, and the jiva as Kshetrajna is dependent. So he functions a little bit like the Lord and being aware of his own body, but he is very, very limited and ultimately dependent upon the Supreme Lord. So though they are both called Kshetrajna, there is great difference between the two.
Paramatma lives with every jiva in the body to witness and to fulfill the desires of the jiva. As such, this individual Paramatma has a separate identity even after the jiva leaves the body and stays somewhere and construct for the jiva to continue his activities in the next life. Or the Paramatma's identity is completely becomes one with the body.
No, Paramatma is with the jiva all the time. In any body.
But when the jiva leaves the body,
he's with the jiva. He's in the jiva. He accompanies the jiva everywhere.
In the spiritual world, the paramatma is
No. Paramatma is only a functional aspect of the Lord for material world. No material world and spiritual world, so he's a function.
Sometimes the jiva doesn't get a material body and suffers. What happens to paramatma? Sometimes the jiva doesn't get a material body and suffers.
Well, if it's liberated, he doesn't have a material body.
Even ghost doesn't have a body.
Huh?
Even ghost doesn't have a
body. That's a material body. Subtle body is still material.
But does paramatma features include all the three expansions?
No. He's not a jiva.
Maharaj's definition of one, that is with the respect to devotees specifically. We gave another definition of one.
Yeah.
So, what is the meaning of bha? First,
bha, bharta, maintainer. Jiva's existence depends on the Lord, and the Lord is the controller of all living entities. Question may be asked, if the jiva commits mistake, isn't the Lord also responsible to some extent? As the karma was the material desire of the jiva, who, as a result, commits bad activity, the Lord wants to make the jiva not commit sinful activities. Well, if the Supreme Lord makes the jiva not do something or do something, then the free will of the jiva no longer exists. So the Lord does not interfere with the free will of the jiva. we can say, well, that's a fault. But if it's a fault, then we should just destroy all the jivas and not have them all there. And then that would solve the problem. But by the Lord's will, the jivas are there and they have free will. Of course, their free will is limited because they are particles. But nevertheless, they have that free will and the Lord doesn't interfere with it. So we cannot blame the Lord, oh, the jiva desires this, but the Supreme Lord should not make him desire this. Then the jiva would not exist anymore. That's all. If the Lord must control the jivas completely, then they are no longer jivas. Their existence is part of the Lord.
How does the Lord choose the jiva to give the knowledge? Particular jiva is giving some knowledge, some jivas doesn't give the knowledge.
Well, that they have to develop by their qualification. If they're a tamagun, they don't have any knowledge. If they advance to sattva, then they get knowledge.
There's no rule for the tamagun to play there.
It's not that he favors one or the other, he's neutral. He lets them choose. Well, to various degrees, as animals and plants, they don't. As a human being, he does. That's where his free will manifests.
Even the human is in lower.
Yeah. Therefore, he gets karma for his activities and tamo gunas.
The thing is the chance to make the jiva understand their mistake. But then Lord's figure like me, he knows this is past and future. He knows it very well that some of the jivas make this is the figure. It's kind of that he's dealing with the thing is the man.
Well, that's true. So he educates them through karma, so the moment. So the karma is there so that the free will of the jiva at a certain point operates properly. If they don't operate properly, then they simply suffer in the material world. If they don't want suffering, then they have to operate with their free will in a different way. So that's their education. But it's their free will also. So we can say, yes, the Lord limits the free will by the law of karma. But it's also an education so they use their free will properly.
Maharaj, when we receive some knowledge or inner guidance, how do we know whether it is coming from Paramatma or
Well, long-term results, I suppose, will show whether it's beneficial or not. Of course, we can say that the Lord says, I give you intelligence by which you can come to me. So that intelligence guided by Paramatma will lead you to spiritual life.
Maharaj, you say that the Lord knows everything, past, present, and future. But at the same time, the jiva is independent and has free will and could choose any of the paths.
Yeah.
Which makes future unpredictable.
Yeah.
But we say that Lord knows the future.
Yeah.
So
well, because our concept of time is limited. Our concept of time is in terms of past, present, future. So that's our limitation at the moment. So we can understand the Lord. Nor we can understand that problem or the answer to it, because our concept of time is limited.
At the same time, there is astrology or the prognosis which can actually predict future events.
That's predicting karma.
Yeah.
Karma is predictable.
I'm going to Father knows.
Not free will.
Father knows the time they do mischief. If he events are not predicted, he's always controlling it. Sometimes he pocket money. Sometimes he just won't receive it for me. Same movies. He controls by giving, not giving pocket money.
So the Lord uses karma. So if their desires go out of control, because in karma, then they're restricted in what they can do. If they're an animal, they cannot do as much as a human being. If they're a plant, they can do less. So that way they get control.
So sometimes they may not even
have
karma, they may not
give it. Well, then they'd have to continue suffering, that's all. Just as the father will also keep punishing the child and deprive him of so many things if he doesn't act properly.
Essential difference.
Huh?
Essential difference. Essential difference.
between Jiva Mukta and
The Jiva Mukta still has a material body. That's all.
तंत्रास्त्र श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय कुशलत्मन महाराज की जय
गोप्रमण
की जय।